Battle midday, never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed, living up life to save.
I heard your heart.
Tells us that his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that lack of knowledge destroys because if we don't apply it, it can't do us any good. And unfortunately, I've got to admit guilt to that. I've got some work I got to do. I got to get back into this. I got to get back on the horse and just run with it. It's been a rough couple days, a lot of it by my own doing. But again, it is a new day and it's a day full of promise. So that having been said, we are going to do the best we can with it. And we're going to jump into another bit of music here while I get some things organized. And we'll see if we can get this thing kicked off. Hallelujah.
I don't know.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Praise, Pray, Decree, and Declare. I am Shalak Scribe, and I'm glad to be here. And we are going to call Yami in to see if she would be willing to pray over the line, pray clear of the line, and we can get this thing kicked off. Hallelujah. Yami, are you there? Yami, are you there?
Hello. Can
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes,
can
I
you
can.
Hear me? Okay.
Yep.
My phone is a little bit strange this morning, but I can make it.
Well, it looks like we're having a few technical difficulties this morning. There's
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My phone company must be having some problems here. But anyhow, we have it on now. And Father, I want to begin this day with my brothers and sisters before you. Father, we humble and bow ourselves to you, for we need you. And Father, you created us with purpose that makes us valuable to you. And one thing I ask for, that shall I seek, and that's to dwell in the house, yeah, all the days of my life. Father, now, would you accept myself this day and let me be a vessel of honor? Help me to do your bid. Help me to walk with you, not behind you, and not ahead of you, but beside you. Because as you lead me, your gentleness I find, and as we walk together, your hand is held in mine on a path that together we've chose. I walk with you because you know all things, and you have a good plan, and you want us to experience all all that pertains to becoming love, because you are love. And the kind of love we want, we ask that you bring to us. And we know you hear and answer our prayer. So as we learn to die to our old ways and walk in the miraculous realm of your love, keep us for your name's sake. Now, as we submit to you, we say, Ruach, take over. Amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. One of the things I love about these new cell phones is the fact that no matter what you do with your hands, if you've got that thing on auto rotate, it changes your orientation. Don't know which, what it's going to do next. You're sitting here trying to trace that mute button around with your finger to figure out where it's going to set it. And, Yami, you can mute yourself, please. And, that's a lot like our spiritual lives. Do we get ourselves twisted and tangled and all the rest of it, where we can't figure out our own orientation, the direction we're going? Because it so easy to make a slight adjustment, and all of a sudden, if you're not paying close enough attention, if you're not diligent enough with your thinking, if you're not intentional enough with your thinking and your approach and the way you're walking through this life, if you're not taking directions from a reliable source, you're going to keep yourself walking into walls. There's no two ways around it. If anybody if anybody isn't willing to admit and confess that, then I'm seriously going to have to question if that individual's being honest or not. Not because I'm trying to be cruel, not because I'm trying to be mean, but because after almost 56 years now, I can't begin to tell you, let's put it this way, it'd probably be easier to talk about the times that I haven't done it than the amount of times I have. I don't know if I can count that high. But the awesome part about it is we know our true north. We know that Yahweh never moves. We know that His word never fails. We may fail it, but it never fails. It is still the most stable source of instruction for operation in this world and in the world to come. We have to properly relate to that written instruction. We have to properly relate, appreciate, assimilate, implement, and acquire an actionable relationship to the information in that world, or in that word, to prepare us for the world to come. And it's HaSatan's job to make sure that isn't easy. And more often than not, somehow we convince ourselves that His word is clearer than the word that Yah gave us. But we know that too to be a lie. Thankfully, Yah has created things that this isn't just a one-off. It's not a one-and-done situation. We can keep going back so long as we don't give up. But the expectation is that we fix things. And the best way to do that is to have breakfast with Him every morning. And while there is scripture out there that says we're not supposed to tickle people's ears in what we say, if we are not honestly tickling our own ears, as it were, again, not deceiving, but phrasing things in a way that builds us up so that we believe that we can walk in Him, if we're not doing that to ourselves as often as possible in our own lives, then we're going to struggle in this walk. And while it's going to be difficult, we're not supposed to focus on the struggle. We're not supposed to focus on the difficult. We're supposed to move past. We're supposed to move through and rise above. So hallelujah. I am thankful this morning for an Elohim of second chances. I am thankful for Yah opening my eyes again. I'm thankful that I still have to see the beauty of this world in spite of the fact that I've spent as much time as I have allowing the adversary to blind me to that beauty. I don't know who else is unmuted, but Yami, can you mute yourself, please? Yeah, I got it. I am thankful for Yah's forgiveness. I'm thankful for Yah's purpose. I am thankful for Yah's direction. I am grateful for the ability to reawaken by being willing to draw close to the light of this world. I'm thankful for everybody on this line. I'm thankful for my wife and my son, or my sons. Thankful for my mother and my brothers. I'm thankful that we got word that Danny and Chris and Carolyn got down to Kentucky safe last night. I am grateful for the fact that I can brush off the confusion and whatever it was that got on me this week, and I can move forward. And I just pray that I can begin to review and repair and redeem the time. Abiyah, I pray for, I decree and declare that there will be a breaker anointing that falls over this place, that falls over my home, over this line, over the area, that this Daniel fast would be a game changer for all of us, that it would become a regular practice. I decree and declare that there would be justice served upon those that have been unjust in our political system. I decree and declare that there would be an awakening to the power and the promise of the various business ventures, business marketplace ministry ventures, and the systems that are being developed around it through Hey Whatever, through Love Inc. Yeah, that the doors, or that the windows of Shamayim, that the Baruch Atah flow through, would never close, that they can't close because there's so much to be done. I decree and declare that hearts and minds would be open to the causes and purposes and needs of others, that it would become more obvious the miracle work that's being done through the various ministries. Abba, I praise you for the fact that you and you alone have the authority to tear down the strongholds that we build up in our lives. And I decree and declare that they are torn down, that we can call them by name, that by the name of Yeshua we can knock out the foundation and that they have to crumble. I decree and declare that we would not build things up, just to make things more difficult for ourselves than they have to be. I decree and declare that all fear, all reluctance, all thoughts of lack or confusion of purpose would be smothered by the power of promise, by the power of praise, Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua. I just decree and declare that there would be a breaking of the concept of the universe, and praying to the universe and getting in touch with vibrations and all the rest of this nonsense that is so new agey, that is so mired in satanic deception. That, yeah, when it does come to confessions of the like, that they would know that what causes us to vibrate, that what causes us to be beings of light, that what causes us to be, to, as a species, if you will, to reign supreme in the universe, isn't the fact that the universe cares about us or has any interest in us, but that there's an awareness that the universe is just a static, unconscious thing. But that the overwhelming reality, the overwhelming nugget of truth that needs to be understood, is that there is a force, there is a reality, there is a consciousness, there is a loving Elohim that sits outside the confines of this universe. And that he has a name. And that name is Yahuwah. And that name cares about what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what the end result is. The universe is just something here for us to exist in. It has no consciousness. It has no emotion. If we don't know Yahuwah, then what's the point? In Yah, I am Baruch Atah and highly favored. I am anointed. I am successful. I am productive. I am effective. I am not confused. I am of a clear mind. I am of a sound body. And I rage with an overcoming confidence in the joy of Yeshua. And I'm not worried about the negative connotations of words or definitions, because I know for a fact that all things work to the good of those that serve Yah. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We are going to call Yami back and see if she is ready to come forward with her teaching. Hallelujah. And Yami is unmuted in 3, 2, 1.
Hallelujah. Today, or last night, I was sorting again through books, and I found a workbook for the Daniel fast written by Susan Gregory. I'm not going to try to, maybe Gregor? No. Well, Gregor. Why is her last name. And I was just going to, since according to physicians, I shouldn't be fasting because of the issue I have with diabetes. I'm going ahead with the Daniel fast, which is great, but also in the middle of it, he gave me about 2 days of a complete fast, which I had no problem at all with, and which may mean that I am being healed. I'm of that diabetes issue. There's it's not yet the will for us to have anything like that. So I'm going to just read a little portion of to introduce, you know, the schools on this back. It says, if you are preparing to embrace on the Daniel fast, either individually or as part of a group, you are about to enter a life-changing spiritual adventure. In the Old Testament book of Daniel, we learn that the young prophet and his companions entered a partial fast, restricting food for a spiritual purpose, as they could remain true to Yah instead of eating meat, wine that had been dedicated to the Babylonian false god. Fashion on Daniel's experience record in Daniel 1:1-10, the Daniel fast, 1st-10th chapter. The Daniel fast is a partial fast in which foods are restricted, creating an eating plan similar to a vegan diet, completely plant-based with no animal products. The purpose of the fast is to abstain from certain foods for a fixed period of time in order to focus our attention more deliberately on our relationship with Yah, and to allow Yah to speak to us about specific issues in our life. As we intentionally limit what we can eat and bring our physical appetite under control, Yah invites us to fast on his, we don't use the word abundance, but we will say his great strength and promises. After communicating with thousands of men and women and teens about the Daniel fast, I discovered that what people want most are instructions. They don't just want to know about fasting, they also want to know how to fast. That's why I wrote this book, The Daniel Fast. Have dedicated myself to sharing a message through my website and blog at www.danielfast.com.
Yeah, I mean, you're breaking up.
Well,
yeah, I mean, you're breaking up real bad.
Okay, well, I think I say a prayer, but I'm sure that everyone has some familiarity with the Daniel fast. So I'm just going to pray a prayer Father, as we prepare our bodies and minds for a time of focusing more deeply on you, we pray that you will clear the path for us. Help us to continually choose you as we make our daily decisions about what to eat and how to spend our money and time and energy. Equip us this week with the gift of preparation as we think ahead to the next 21 days and consider them a special set apart time or a special time with you. And bless us with a strong sense of your purpose, both for the goals that we carry as though the fact and the abiding knowledge of your will for our lives. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Appreciate it. We'll be back in 3, and when we come back, we're going to call on Marissa. So if she is preparing herself, that is fantastic. We'll see you in 3. This morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah, was that song all the way done?
It was not, but that's all right.
Well, I was listening to it.
Yep, I apologize. We'll play it through again one of these days.
You play it when I, that's fine. Let's play it when I'm done. I call upon you, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Adon, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another, in love, being eager to guard the unity of the Ruah and the bond of peace, one body and one Ruah, as you also were called, in one expectation of your calling, one Adon, one belief, one immersion, one Elohim and Father of all, who is above all, and through all and in you all, but to each one of us favor was given according to the measure of the gift of Mashiach. But that is why it says, when he went up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. But what does he went up mean, except that he also first went down into the part of lower parts of the earth? He who went down is also the one who went up far above all the Shamayim to fill all. And he himself gave some as emissaries and some as Nevi'im and some as evangelists, some as shepherds and teachers. For the perfecting of the Kodeshim, to the work of service, for the building up of the body of HaMashiach, until we all come into the unity of the belief and of the knowledge of the being of Yahweh, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature and the completeness of Mashiach, so that we should no longer be children tossed and borne about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of men, and to the craftiness of leading astray. Maintaining the truth in love, we grow up in all respects into him who is the head, Mashiach, from whom the entire body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the working by which each part does its share, causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. For this I say and witness in the Adon, that you should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk, in the fertility of their mind, having been darkened in their understanding, having been estranged from the hay of Elohim, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, who having become callous, have given themselves to the indecency to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Mashiach. If indeed you have heard him and were taught by him, as truth is in Yeshua, that you put off with regard to your former man, this point of the desire to be in the and that you put on a renewed man, which was created according to Elohim in righteousness and for the assurance of the truth. Therefore, having put off the false, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, that we are members of one another. Be wroth, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your rage.
Nor slay the devil. Let him who stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands, what is good so that he has to share with those in need. Let no corrupt word come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for the use of building up, so as to impart what is pleasant to the hearers, and do not grieve the Ruach HaKodesh of Elohim, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and displeasure and uproar and slander be put away from you, along with all evil. And be kind towards one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as Yahweh also forgave you in Mashiach. So hallelujah on that part. And this morning, I decree and declare for Yahweh as he's taking place in our lives. I decree and declare that he's a first place, that Yeshua's first place, and that he keeps us strong and keeps us bold. And I decree and declare for Yahweh to keep us in the cod and to keep us growing. And I decree and declare for the love to shine through Yeshua, that he is our way maker. And he'll keep us upright in him. And I decree and declare for no more darkness in the world, that Yahweh can help with the situations and uproot the evil ways. And I decree and declare for Malachim to take place in our homes, in our workplaces, and as well as our vehicles when we're driving. I decree and declare for them to Malachim to take place in our loved ones' homes, and for salvation for our loved ones too, and for our friends and family. I decree and declare for Yahweh to help with those who are in their drug addiction, that Yahweh can help them come out of it, and as well as the drug dealers, that Yahweh can have a better way with their understanding in their lives and help them with a better purpose. And I decree and declare for our overseers, for protection and love upon them in Psalm 91, and for those who are traveling is coming up soon here, and for Rock and Sandy and Scott and his wife Kim and Yami, as well as her family and her brother, and as for our other brothers and sisters from Rift 2.0 and so forth. And if you clear your fruits upon everyone, and your helping hand, Yahweh, and as well as the healthcare system, that you can help with those in need and find a way out of that, the evil pharmakia ways of doing things. And as well as this controversy all the time with the government, that you have your way with that situation, Yahweh. And if you need to care for your healing to be upon our nation and upon our people, and your help with them. And I decree and declare for those who are in sex slavery to be brought up out of it, and for those who need your help to send the right workers forth. And I pray for those who are for our children, and I thank you for our children, Yahweh, for the times when I always be with them, but in physical, but we are still with them no matter what. And I pray for your safety and protection upon them, and for, I thank you, Yahweh, for today, and I am your beloved, I am righteous, I am an overcomer, I'm a great mother, it's getting greater, I am joyful. And we have your fruits and your joy, love, shalom, patience, faith, meekness, self-control, kindness. I can't think of the other one. But yeah, we thank you for your fruits, that they are part of our day, and for the understanding on our Daniel fast, that we're learning and we're going along with what you want us to have in this fast and what we're not supposed to have. I pray that you remind us what is good and what is not good for our diets for this fast, that we can wholeheartedly seek you in the midst of this time, that we can be thankful for the things that you provide, as well as for healthy options. And if you declare your help with everything else that's happening in the rest of our weekend and for us as we go into the Shabbat, you help us get everything prepared and anything we need to go shopping for, or need for food wise for tomorrow, that we get it all out of the way today. Can you help us with the finances, so we can afford those things that we need, and the Isante and the X39, as well as the longevity. You can give us the strength and the tools that we need to prosper in this business, and prosperity as we help others with it too, that they can prosper with the products, and pray for our health, that our health is defined by your goodness, and you're giving us new ideas in our food, that we can look to you for healthy ways of living. And I pray for your help with those situations, and that we can have your timing with us, as you're guiding us through each day. And I speak favor over us and your love as we continue throughout our weekend. And I thank you for your kindness and your meekness, your shalom. And I'm thankful for that you brought us out of darkness, that you're bringing me into the, keeping me in the light, and that you're helping me through each day. And I thank you that you are helping my children as well. And I thank you for the sunshine in the morning, and that it's going to be here soon. And I thank you that we have time together on the line, and that everyone can come on and meet at different times of the day in their time zones, but we can still make it on the line. I thank you that we are rejoicing in you and trusting in you, Yahweh, and that we put our trust in you for all things that we are learning to overcome, and that the enemy has no strongholds and no footholds, that he can't have his way. So I declare that his works is broken, and his Nolan is voided out, that the enemy can't touch us, and that we have your fullness, Yahweh, may you keep us full, your protection today, and so forth. Hallelujah. We'll pass with that.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. We are going to finish up that song and go into our 27 minutes of meditation. We shall return. Okay, apparently we're not going to go back to the end of that song. I apologize. I hit the wrong part of the button. So let's see what I can do here. Maybe I can correct that mistake. Ah, there it is. Okay, here we go.
joy of the whole world. It's the city of
of care and sin. Then the hand of Yah swept me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me. Bless my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I shout it while eternity is here. He touched me. My soul, something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me
about. I believe in miracles. I've seen the souls that free, miraculous, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily book its way up through the summer sun. I believe. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Jehova. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Jehova. Yeshua.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, as we come out of this 27 minutes of sacred meditation, Yah, I just pray that not only did we hear from you, but that we listen and apply what we heard. Abba, you are our compass and so much more. So yeah, if we are hearing from you correctly, we know we are on the right path. Abba, we thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your correction. We thank you for nuances of our relationship with you. Abba, we just ask that you continue to help us to grow into the conquerors and warriors that you want us to be. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. I am going to ask Yanni if she would be willing to pray over the Wealth of Wisdom portion of the day, reading, hearing, and obeying of the word, and that Yah's words and intent would be on my lips today. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. Hold on a second, Yami. You're unmuted.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you're ever ready and always willing to communicate with us. And that in our language, we call that prayer. And I don't know your language so much higher than ours. Your thoughts are so much higher than
you're
ours.
You're breaking up, Yami.
Okay. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. So, Father, your word is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, or vice versa. However, Father, we are children that need that guidance of your word. We know that. And so we ask that you give us an ear that hears. And we thank you that you told us we need to have that ear, and we know it. And so we ask for our ears to be cleaned out if they're not hearing correctly. And then we ask that our mind be set on you, Father, and looking for the solution to whatever comes against us. Because you, in your presence, is fullness of joy. So we need to have that peace that passes all understanding. And we learn from your word and from your Ruach. So we say, Ruach, we give you permission this morning to flow through each of us. And now it's especially Scribe, as he opens his mouth, just fill him with words of life, your Torah, your plans for us that give us a life worth living. So now, then we, after it gets into our ear, we ask that it permeates to our heart and that our mind follows. And that we are able to be successful in being doers of your word. For you have given us the tools, and let us apply them and do our part, because you already explained that you give us your part. So now, as Scribe opens his mouth, seal it with words that bring life and teach us what is our duty, so that our heart is prepared and out of love, we do those things which you teach us to do. Amen.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. As I was going through the scripture references, or the scriptures I'll be referring to this morning, and if anybody wants to follow along, it's going to be Proverbs 18, 5 to 9. I'm starting to think that this is the point where the seed has to become aware that it's been buried and that it needs to die before it can begin to start its journey to the sun. I guess that's probably the best way to look at this section of scripture. Because the person reading this is, depending on where they're at, is going to need the encouragement that is found almost as a direct opposite to what the contents of these verses say. This is a strong rebuke. It's a strong correction. I hate to say it, I find myself needing it again. Which is a reality that's getting really old, but it is what it is. So anyways, Proverbs 18, 5-9. To lift up the face of the wicked is not good, nor to turn aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into strife, and his mouth calls for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare of his soul. The words of a slanderer are his wounds, yea, they go down into the innermost chambers of the belly. And he who is slack in his work, he is a brother to a master destroyer. Unless you are as far as the east is from the west, away in personal actions and behaviors, away from the contents of these five verses, this is not a comfortable read. I mean, if we start looking at this from verse 9, and seeing as I'm the teacher, I guess I can, because there's nothing in here that says we got to follow it in the direction they're given. Yeah, in a lot of cases, it's good to do that. It's necessary, but in Proverbs, I don't think it's really a focus of where these individual lessons get introduced or how they get introduced. It's just that they're there. Now, I could be wrong in that, and if I am, correct me, but there's probably about 7,000 lessons you could pull out from each one of these verses. Verse 9, and he who is slack in his work, he is a brother to a master destroyer. So what's the opposite? He who is diligent in his work, he who perseveres in his work, he who goes out and does his work without any grumbling is brother to a master builder. That master builder we know is Yahweh, our Elohim. If that master builder is Yahweh, then we could very simply and without concern, replace Master Destroyer with the word Hasatan. And that's not something comfortable for me to read right now. I have been slack in my work for far longer than I should have. And it's unfortunate that it takes a 2x4 upside the head to see that and understand that. We also know and can connect this to the verse that says, the verse in Proverbs, I forget where it is, about a brother being born for strife. Well, we know that the Master Destroyer only brings strife. Most brothers by blood would be offended to be connected to that, and there's no need to be offended by being connected to that, because brothers can't change, the adversary can't. The question is, why would you and I want to stay in any way, shape, or form connected to the Master Destroyer? And by master means really, really good at. Okay? Yeah, there's going to be discouragements. There's going to be things that happen that are out of your control that might slow things down. But there's a Master Destroyer out there who's been destroying things for thousands of years, or however long infinities or eternity has been going on, however long it's been since Hasatan was cast from heaven. We don't know what that exact time frame is, but he's been destroying since then, so he's gotten really, really good at it. Verse 8, the words of a slanderer are as wounds. The words of a slanderer are as wounds. Yea, they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. We know also that when somebody speaks ill of us, or we speak ill of them, we got to remember, in everything, Yah's word is double-edged. Yah's sword is double-edged. So we want to be very, very careful how we're wielding that. Because as soon as we seek to use it against somebody that we are upset with, we are going to miss the scabbard when we try putting that bad boy back into it. And whether you get it to the inside of the belt or to the outside, it's either going to be your gut or your hand that you're sticking it into. We've got to be very, very careful with how we use our words. Because if they're not pleasant, they're going to come back to bite us. Verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Now, again, like I said before, this is not a comfortable teaching for me, because all too often I see myself in this, in too many of these verses, and too many of these clauses, if you will. While I am not a fool, I have allowed my mouth to cause me to say some very, very foolish things, some pretty recently. The matter is, I should know better. And it only takes one reading of this, if you're serious about it, to come into agreement with and promise yourself you'll never be snared by these truths again. Not all truths are positive. Not all truths are comfortable if you're on the wrong side of them. There isn't a person out there that's going to enjoy hearing Proverbs 18:7 if they're not on the positive side of the verse. They're not going to want to hear it. They're going to bristle at it. They're going to fight against it. How dare you judge me? How dare you accuse me of being a fool? Well, you know, sorry, but the reason you're offended is because something rang true. I may not have known exactly how, it may not have been known by somebody else exactly how it comes true, but if you're offended by it, then it's probably probably time for me to look at it again. A fool's lips enter into strife, and his mouth calls for strokes. Now, I don't think this is Solomon saying that just because you spoke one dumb thing in your life, that Yah is going to condemn you to hell for it. Yah doesn't condemn to hell. We choose it. But I think what Solomon is addressing is if you're running off at the mouth in the wrong company and somebody gets tired of it, you're probably going to get punched in the kisser. Now, we know that violence is not the preferred coin of the realm in Shamayim. We understand that. We know that we to a level are supposed to be, you know, as peace loving as possible. As much, you know, we're supposed to try to, you know, repair the breach, as it were. But that does not necessitate all of humanity, whether Hebrew Israelite or Greek or Roman or Ishmaelite or whatever, that doesn't mean everybody is going to implement that truth in their lives. Some of it might be because of immaturity. Some of it might just be because I'm not going to take that from somebody. Or, dude, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth and it's really starting to irritate you, and you're talking out of turn. And I don't appreciate it. Not saying that the strokes are authorized or encouraged by Yah. But the truth of the matter is, most people we know don't operate, don't run their lives using scripture as a litmus test. If as an emulator, I'm out there and I say something the wrong way, or I say it too often or too loud, and somebody in a 1% club, or any club for that matter, or somebody that isn't a believer gets upset with what I said, I better be prepared to duck. Or believe that Yahweh's Malachim will protect me in that moment. On the other side of the coin, when somebody starts talking stupid about me or about the club or about Yahweh or, you know, about what we believe, that does not give me the right, as somebody that's preaching love, and speaking love and sharing love, that doesn't give me the right to cuff somebody upside the head. That's not Yah's way of doing things. That's not how he goes about accomplishing his work. Verse 5, to lift up the face of the wicked is not good. To lift up the face of the wicked is not good. How do you lift up the face of the wicked? Well, one way you could do it is by putting, modern terms, modern, we live in today. We don't live, 2,500 years ago where they didn't have cameras or mass media or anything like that. Okay. The wicked probably shouldn't be touted out there or thrown out there as some sort of, awesome governmental leader or president or businessman or something like that. Okay? I don't necessarily think we're talking about, obscure behind the door type sins in this particular verse. I mean, obviously they're there and one leads to the other and it's a snowball effect. I get that. But to throw them out there, to lift up the face and the countenance of the wicked, is going to give everybody the wrong idea as does turning aside the righteous or denying the righteous in judgment. It is absolutely astounding to me right now in this moment how often and how closely some of these proverbs touch on exactly what's going on in the world today. If Joe and Hunter Biden and the Democrat Party are the face of righteousness, then I don't know what's going on. Then I have no idea what my definitions are. Then I'm not seeing clearly. I'm seeing things the wrong way. If we, this is clearly calling evil good and good evil. And that's exactly what verse 5 is doing. And Solomon is warning us against doing that because almost as a domino effect, the rest of the passage, 6, 7, 8, and 9, are going to become a reality. Because as much as I got down on myself earlier about the work that I haven't done in my own life, is it improper to weigh the presidency against the reality of mine? And he who is slack in his work, he is brother to a master destroyer. I will not repeat verbatim what Barack Obama said about Joe Biden when he was his vice president. I'm still trying to figure out who the master destroyer is, whether it was Biden or Obama. We definitely know that there's the connection to the adversary there. We know that he's the master destroyer ultimately in the main picture. But if we don't see the reality of all of this in our lives today, we're walking around clueless. We're walking around lacking chachma, lacking wisdom. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. Abba, I ask you to forgive me where I have fallen short repeatedly. Abba, I ask you to help me refrain from that pattern. Abba, we just pray that this word finds itself in good soil, produces a harvest, and does not return void in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Give me 1 minute, and then whoever wants to go next after this is welcome to jump on.
השמיים הוא יצליח לנו, אנחנו עבדה נקום ובנינו, אין מקום לפחד, אין זמן לבזבז במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר, סולו לו דרך, ישרו לו מסילה, הרימו כל מכשול, הנה הוא כבר בא, תאירו כל ישר, הזמן להתעורר במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר. כולנו מחכים בציפייה שתתגלה לנו במלוא כוחה, אז ישמעו כי אדוני דיבר במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר, במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר. אנחנו עבדה נקום ובנינו, אין מקום לפחד, אין מה לפחד במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר, סולו לו דרך, ישרו לו מסילה, הרימו כל מכשול, הנה הוא כבר בא, תאירו כל ישר, הזמן
קול קורא כאן במדבר. במדבר קול קורא כאן במדבר. במדבר קול קורא כאן במדבר. במדבר קול קורא כאן במדבר.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome back. That was Bamidbar. This is Shalak Scribe. You are listening to Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare on Love Live Rock, Remnant Reality Radio. And our hope is that every morning you join us, that you get something out of the programming. Because these are lessons that we learn on a regular basis, and if we're sharing, if we're speaking on the line, then we've probably walked through them incorrectly and are hoping to walk through them correctly in our own personal lives. Other people's experience is far better than going through something on your own. That is a quote you can trust. It's come from, you know, well, very experienced sources. In fact, the book that most of this stuff comes from is a book of other people's experiences. And it's probably a good idea that we learn from that, because it would be far less painful, far less expensive, far less costly, less disappointing to learn it from those that have actually succeeded at it than struggling with it ourselves. So, hallelujah. I don't know exactly what else is going on. If Shellac Rock is out there, it does not look like it, which is understandable. He is extremely busy. And I guess at this point, we can say, Abiyah, thank you for joining us on the line today. Thank you for allowing us to serve, allowing us another opportunity. And yeah, I would just ask that if those that have been on the line and are feeling better caught by what they hear, please motivate them to share the love, to help keep your storehouses full so that we can help the hungry, hurting, homeless, and helpless out there, which is our role, which is our job. That is the purpose of your mishpacha. So if I'm speaking to you at this point, if that is you, awesome. In that case, please go to give.yahweh.love. And that's our free PayPal giving portal. Or you can go to Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, or you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Or you can text 77777. To 44321 to Love Inc. We will be back tonight at 9:07 Central, 10:07 Eastern, and 7:07 Pacific for Transformed Recovery's RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections. We love you. Be Baruch. Have an awesome day. And hopefully we'll hear from you tonight. Ya Baruch.